I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
What will Bill O'Brien say when he comes off the practice field? You'll hear it right here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Nick Martin on the practice field. His first practice of training camp. Matt Khalil riding the bike on the side. He remains inactive for the Houston Texans, despite the fact that B.O.B. says that he's your starting left tackle. Keep it locked here. We'll hear if B.O.B. doubles down on that. But let's hear what he had to say Saturday after the game. After Roderick Johnson got the start at left tackle, looked very good, was a part of the opening drive that ended in a touchdown from DeAndre Hopkins from Deshaun Watson, the Deshaun to Newt connection. This is Bill O'Brien talking about Roderick Johnson, Matt Khalil, and the state of his left tackle position.
His foot stepped on? I don't know. I didn't want him to play tonight. He'll play next week. Just managing reps throughout the preseason. That's all that is. And I got to watch the film, Aaron, before I make a judgment on A-Rod. It looked like he played pretty good, but I got to watch the tape before I mean, there's no way you can make a judgment on a player from the sideline like that.
You talk about that first drive because Roderick was playing left tackle and nobody got close to Watson on that series.
Yeah, no, it was a good drive. Efficient drive. I thought we had good balance on that drive. And, you know, I'm not sure how many plays it was, but key was, I believe, no penalties and, like you said, no sacks, and it was good. It was a good efficient drive.
Bill, what's the state of the starting left tackle position as of now?
What is the what?
The state of the starting left tackle position as you get ready for week one.
Yeah, Matt Khalil's a starting left tackle.
What's funny about that is, you know, they talk about, well, he had his foot stepped on, and we've been speculating and commenting on the fact that Matt Khalil himself was said he was fine after the last practice on where he was in practice, where he participated. And then even there, if you notice, he said, Bill O'Brien said he had his foot stepped on, but he also said it was, that's not why he sat out. He was managing reps.
Said it was a Veterans Day off.
Managing
reps.
That's
what we were told. And that's what we were told. We were told it was a Veterans Day off. This is Matt Khalil, the last time he was on the practice field, talking about how he was feeling. And you tell me if this sounds like somebody who was actually injured. This is Matt Khalil.
Proven to myself that I can do it. You know, all the stuff I've been through as far as injuries and struggling at some points with that. But, you know, I think I'm to the point where I'm feeling really good and get my confidence back. So, you know, it's a battle every day with the guy in the mirror. So that's what it comes down to.
This is my thing with Matt Khalil, okay? I don't think he can play. I do not think Matt Khalil can play. I think even when he played in 2017, you talk to anyone in Carolina, and I've actually reached out to people who work in Carolina and asked them, he could not play. He was not good. Pro Football Focus, take it with a grain of salt. They had him as damn near the 60th best tackle in all of football. That's not very good. He's missed 30 games in the last 3 years. That's one thing. I just don't think he can play. What I've seen in front of me at practice when we go out there, don't think he can play. What I saw in the preseason, don't think he can play. But the Matt Khalil apologists, and there are a few out there, will tell you that he's okay. He's all right. John McClain told us, and he's going to join us tomorrow live from the practice field. He told us yesterday, or last Tuesday, or two Tuesdays ago, whenever the hell it was. It's all a blur with Matt Khalil with me. But he said that the Texans are hoping Matt Khalil can go back to being what he was in 2017 when he wasn't that good, but he was okay. Okay? That's what the apologists will tell you. But they'll say, but he can't stay on the field. So if Matt Khalil is really hurt already this early on in the process, in which he missed all of last season and he's missed 30 games the last 3 years, that's just as concerning as it is the fact that he just flat out can't play. So regardless of where you sit on the side of Matt Khalil, if you're in the Landry Locker corner that just says he can't play, then you've been discouraged by what you've seen. Mm-hmm. If you're in the corner of you're a Matt Khalil apologist and you think he's okay but he can't stay healthy, you're not looking
That's
very
not making
good
it
right
any
now.
Better.
It's not any better regardless what the situation is, but the reality is you don't believe Matt Khalil's the starting left tackle. I don't believe Matt Khalil is the starting left tackle. There's 3 weeks left in the season, and there's really not much payoff for Bill O'Brien to come out and say that he's not the starter. If he said it right now and the Texans played tonight, that would be cause for concern. But coaches, GMs, they lie to you. Daryl Morey told you he liked his starting five. He traded for Russell Westbrook like 2 weeks later. Jeff Luno said he didn't think that the Astros needed to make a move in order to compete for a World Series. He made like three trades, including acquiring Zach Greinke. There's not much payoff to sitting there and showing your hand this early in the season. And Matt Khalil, we know, we have common sense, we're able to form our opinion. Matt Khalil is not the starting left tackle for the Texans right now. I refuse to believe it. I refuse to, John.
You talked about two options there, and they're both reasonable. I think there's a third option. But it has to be one of these things, three things for me with Matt Khalil. Number one, he's not participating because they don't want him participating because he's not that good. You know, they're getting Rod Johnson, the reps. They're getting Titus Howard some reps, although he's out today, by the way, just taking care of the finger. Number two, he's injured a lot worse than anybody is saying, including himself. Off the field, the last time he participated, he said he was fine. You just heard the audio there. Number three, the third option is more a little deeper. Maybe they're working on a deal and they're kind of protecting him from you know, maybe himself and getting hurt or aggravating a foot injury or whatever, because there might be some teams interested. A lot of times, teams will do that. They'll kind of put a guy in bubble wrap. We were talking about that last Friday.
Bubble wrap or chin strap.
Yeah, they put him in bubble wrap until maybe this deal either happens or falls apart. So they're maybe kind of keeping him on the shelf just to make this deal happen.
Lonnie Johnson's at practice. Duke Johnson's been working out on the side, him and Greg Mance. He's out there observing practice, but not on the field. Nick Martin, his first practice, as we already said, but no Matt Khalil. I mean, maybe this is just as simple as, you know, Matt, we're not going to disrespect you. We're not going to abruptly trade you, but eventually, you know, you're going to be released. You're not going to be a part of the Texans. I think that's what's going to happen. But again, man, we are 3 weeks away from the start of the season. You do not even have to. What Bill O'Brien says right now is irrelevant. But what you need to do is you need to look past the words. You need to realize Matt Khalil hasn't practiced since Wednesday. You need to realize Roderick Johnson has looked better. That's all that matters right now. What Bill O'Brien goes up there and says right now does not. It doesn't really matter if he tells you Matt Khalil's the starting left tackle, because it's a fluid process. Mm-hmm. It's a fluid thing, and a lot can change in the next 3 weeks. Saturday, you're going to see the Texans against the Cowboys. We expect to see a lot of the Texans, a lot of the key contributors to this Texans team, getting a lot of significant time.
I don't, by the way.
You don't anticipate that.
No, I don't. I've seen enough from Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins.
You don't expect to, or you don't want to see?
I don't want, and I don't expect. Now, John McClain says the exact opposite. He's over there a lot more than I am, and he's plugged in a lot better than I am. He's one of our great insiders. I think that might change over the course of the week after these practices. I would give Deshaun Watson, J.J. Watt, DeAndre Hopkins, even Merciless and those types, one series against the Cowboys and get out of there. They seem to think that they might get more reps. I'll tell you what, if I'm Matt Khalil, you'd have to drag me off the practice field. You'd have to, you know, or hide my helmet and shoulder pads to keep me from trying to be a part of this, because this is his chance.
But what if he knows he can't play?
He could be in it just for the air quote injury and get paid. I mean, come on, let's be honest. If we're going to be honest, let's be honest.
I mean, he's getting $3 million regardless. Yeah. So, Matt, you don't feel sorry for Matt Khalil. I mean, he's been he's been getting money since 2012.
Yeah.
You know, that was his only good season in the NFL was 2012 with the Vikings when he was an alternate in the Pro Bowl. I mean, but other than that, it's kind of been a downward spiral for him. So, you know, maybe Matt Khalil has come to the realization that it's finally time to hang it up. It's finally about that time to hang it up. Yeah. And maybe Bill O'Brien's just being respectful of that. But honestly, like, what if, all right, let's just pretend here for a second. Let's just sit here and pretend that Bill O'Brien goes to that podium. Jeremy Branham asks him about left tackle, and Bill O'Brien goes up there and he goes, Roderick Johnson's our starting left tackle.
No one would be surprised.
What would the point of that be? You got a guy in Matt Khalil who you're probably not going to keep. There's no chance to trade him at this point. There's zero chance. You got a guy in Roderick Johnson who hasn't done much in this league. in this league, and you're already handing him the starting left tackle job immediately. You could be working on a trade to bring in another left tackle. Mm-hmm. You don't want to say that you had a starter here and then all of a sudden you bring in a left tackle and replace him or replace Roderick Johnson
right.
with, say, a Trent Williams or a Johnson, Lane Johnson out of Philadelphia. You don't want to do that. There's really just no benefit to Bill O'Brien labeling Roderick Johnson the starter. There's none.
No, there's not. There's no, as you would like to put it, the payoff there. I think he's respecting the guy, but I also think at some point, certainly after this week, they're game planning for New Orleans already. I mean, they're already working on that game plan.
Oh, for sure.
So after this
week. 3 weeks, man.
After this week's preseason game and this week's practices, which, by the way, they're close to wrapping up, and we're going to have Bill O'Brien live on our airwaves as soon as he speaks, and he'll address a lot of this. But after this week, no one's going to play the fourth preseason game. So next week, Monday, you better know who your starting left tackle is. And more importantly, they better know. Because like right now, Roderick Johnson still, I'm sure, is not even sure if he's earned this job. We think he has, but the coaches haven't told him squat. So after Saturday night, come Sunday, Monday, they're going to be getting starters reps, starters practice, starters game planning. So we'll know, or we should find out by Monday, exactly if Khalil is the starter or not.
And don't forget, In the Loop was the first one to tell you about Roderick Johnson. Okay, we got them receipts. Okay,
yeah.
Don't let me pat myself on the back too
you
much.
You tweeted it.
Yeah, we got it. I mean, mm-hmm. We talked about it on the air. We talked about it on the air as early as July. We're just ahead of things, Figgy. We're just ahead of things. I want to ask you real quick before we hear from Bill O'Brien. I want you and Figgy to tell me this.
Okay.
Titus Howard has broken his finger. I've yet to hear what finger he broke. Power rank which fingers you at least want to break, 1 to 3.
Man, the thing about that is even your pinky, once you jam it or break it, you realize how much
you can't afford
it.
The pinky. You can't afford to lose a pinky.
Can't afford to break the pinky. I would say the middle finger. Not the second finger.
Not because it gets in the way, though.
No, but not the ring finger. Yeah, but if it's a splint, it's fine.
All so valuable.
You can't break the forefinger of the pinky. And I think the second finger, when you're trying to clutch something, if that one hurts, you
the
can't.
The pointer?
Not the ring. Yeah, no, the middle finger you can break, I think.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I've broken a couple. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Figgy, what finger would you most want to break?
That I most want
to
break?
If you had to.
Probably maybe the pinky.
I'd say the ring finger.
You never know with that pinky. We might have to take
it's
that.
It's clutch, man.
It is.
Key.
I don't know. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. Titus Howard, we don't know which one that is. 713-572-4610. If you know, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Bill O'Brien speaks right off the practice field. Will he double down on Matt Khalil being his starting left tackle? We'll hear from him next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.